sports at another tipping point is our lead story for the Morning Buzzcast for Thursday, August 27th. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcore. Boy, what can we say? It was an historic evening. Athletes from the NBA, MLB, MLS, WNBA all boycotted games last night in a stand against racism and police brutality in response to the shooting of Jacob Blake. We've talked about this on the Buzzcast for a while now. Athletes more empowered, more confident. They feel stronger than ever about expressing their voice and see owners and management and their coaches and league officials supporting them. Yesterday, it happened quick. Yesterday afternoon was sparked by the Milwaukee Bucks. They did not come out to play against the Orlando Magic, and that led to a number of postponements across sports, which we will talk about. In analyzing all the reporting and news from this morning, and we've been at it since pretty early this morning, there's a real sense that NBA players especially don't feel they're doing enough about social injustice while being in a bubble in Orlando. They almost feel a little powerless. They feel very isolated by being in the bubble in Orlando, not in their respective communities. And last night, they decided to make a stand and exert their power. And boy, other athletes certainly followed. So let's get to the news. We'll talk about a number of leagues, but let's stay with the NBA. Multiple outlets are reporting that the Lakers and Clippers have voted to stop the NBA season. Players met in a meeting last night in the bubble. The Lakers, Clippers want to end the season, while the other teams, including the Bucks, who started this, voted to play on. But a lot of eyes are on LeBron James, feeling if he leaves the bubble, how could the playoffs continue? The NBA has scheduled a Board of Governors meeting for this morning, apparently at 11 o'clock, to discuss how to proceed with the playoffs. Sources have told ESPN that it seems unlikely there will be games played on Thursday. Adrian Wojnarowski tweeted yesterday that the league, the owners and front office didn't see this wave of player boycotts coming yesterday, so they will have to adjust. Other leagues followed. The WNBA did not play its three scheduled games. Instead, players of teams from Bradenton, Florida, lined up on the court, locked arms, and took a knee. WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert said that the league has, quote, no real choice here. We have to support our players, end quote. Three MLB games were postponed last night. That is believed to be the first time in baseball's history that players refused to play games because of social issues. The Mariners, who have an MLB leading 11 black players on their 40-man roster, refused to play their game against the Padres. It was a unanimous vote. The Brewers also voted unanimously not to play the Reds, and the Reds joined in that action so that there wouldn't be a thought of the Brewers forfeiting the game. MLS postponed five of the six matches scheduled for last night. The only game that played was Nashville SC against Orlando City. In tennis, all play at the Western and Southern Open, which of course is in New York, was postponed until Friday. Naomi Osaka said she would not play her semifinal today. It's unclear if Osaka will still compete in the tournament. Remember, that tournament was originally scheduled to conclude tomorrow because the U.S. Open starts Monday. On the NFL side, the Washington Redskins, they will not host. On the NFL side, the Washington Redskins have canceled the team's practice for today. The sport that did continue to play, the NHL, and you can read more in today's Sports Business Daily about reaction to the NHL continuing to play last night. My eyes are focused on one clear thing. What will Adam Silver and the Board of Governors decide today? There does seem to be a real sense of players. I read a lot of player quotes this morning. Players are frustrated, they're angry, they're mad, and I get a sense they don't want to be in the bubble any longer. And so what will the NBA and Adam Silver do? All eyes are on that 11 o'clock Board of Governors meeting. I want to shift to a couple of other quick items today. We had it in closing bell yesterday. A number of reporters, Ken Rosenthal at The Athletic, reiterated what our Eric Prisbell has been reporting for a while as well. An MLB postseason plan at controlled sites is being discussed. It's not close to being final, but we talked about it before. Rosenthal cites American League playoffs will be held in California. The National League playoffs could be held in Texas, and a World Series possibly at the Rangers' new Globe Life Field. I would like that because the Rangers opened this great ballpark and nobody could see it. So if they could host a World Series at Globe Life Field, I think that's a very interesting alternative. I want to end with three news items. The 76ers, yes, they're out of the playoffs. It's certainly a disappointing end to that season, but an interesting story out of the Philadelphia Inquirer this morning that has the 76ers exploring the possibility of building a new arena at Penn's Landing, and the team is lobbying local officials to get behind a plan to help finance construction with taxpayer support. Of course, that site, Penn's Landing, is around the Delaware River waterfront, and the team is seeing that as an eventual home. It does want to move out of Wells Fargo Center. Remember, the 76ers are a tenant, shares the arena with the Flyers, which is owned by Comcast Spectacor, which owns the building. The 76ers want to get out of that arena by 2031, according to the Inquirer, and so now the team is starting to take talking points to the city about a new arena site. That's a story definitely worth watching. Our Michael Smith also reported yesterday on a tough day at the Pac-12 headquarters in San Francisco as the conference cut half its staff, 112 employees in all. 22 out of 47 positions on the conference side were affected by either furloughs, layoffs, or the elimination of positions. On the Pac-12 network side, 90 positions, 55% of staff, were impacted. You always hate to see that, so that is tough news for people at the Pac-12. And finally, TikTok CEO Kevin Mayer has quit the company less than 4 months after joining the company. Remember, Kevin Mayer, longtime executive at Disney, very well regarded, was a big driver in Disney's streaming efforts, ESPN Plus, Disney Plus. A historic day in sports yesterday. I think today promises to be more of the same. We'll be all over on Sports Business Daily. Continue to check for updates throughout the day. That is your Morning Buzzcast for Thursday, August 27th. I'm Abe Madcore. Have a good day.